For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Firefighters continue making progress against the destructive and deadly wildfires in California. As containment grows in the Camp Fire in Northern California, so does the death toll. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey says 8 more human remains were found in the aftermath.
That brings the total number of human remains located and collected at this point to 71.
There are 1,011 people still missing. The fire is now at 146,000 acres and is 50% contained. More than 12,000 structures are destroyed, and 9,700 of them are homes. The Woolsey Fire in Southern California is holding at just over 98,000 acres and is now 80% contained. 3 people died in that fire, which is burning in Los Angeles and Ventura counties. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of My Doctor Suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you too with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allen Root doesn't suggest. I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
A congresswoman is comparing Nancy Pelosi to a losing football team. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
Ohio Congresswoman Marcia Fudd says she believes Nancy Pelosi is a good leader, but as a Cleveland Browns fan, she also sees that change can be good.
The Browns have the same team today that they had 3 weeks ago. We changed coaches, and they started to win. Sometimes you just need a different voice. Sometimes you just need a different kind of a vision.
House Leader Pelosi wants to return to the role of Speaker, but Fudge and 16 others signed a letter saying they would not vote for Pelosi in January.
The White House has been working for days on written responses to questions posed by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. The president's legal team says they expect to deliver those written answers to Mueller and his team sometime early next week. At that time, Special Counsel Robert Mueller will decide whether he wants a second round of written questions or press for an in-person interview with the president. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
People on Capitol Hill are talking about working together. With details, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
As Congress and Senate approach this lame duck session before the new members of the House and Senate take over, what can we expect to be accomplished? Well, Senator Joni Ernst, she's from Iowa, she joined Fox News and says, look, we need to work together because that's what we were elected to do.
Well, we can work together. I know that for certain. We've done a number of very large bipartisan bills that have passed and been signed into law by President Trump. Now, it will need to be a concerted effort to make sure that we are working with the House as it switches, which is to a Democratic majority. There is a lot that we can get done. And I do hope the Democrats over there, instead of stalling and trying to divide America, that they will decide they need to work with the Republican-held Senate.
There's a new abortion bill in Ohio. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
The State House in Ohio signing off on the bill that's now been sent to that state's Senate. It outlaws abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy. The bill, approved on Thursday, bars abortion, according to proponents, after a fetal heartbeat's detected, but Democrats argued against it, saying many women don't know they're pregnant until after 6 weeks. There are no exceptions in the bill for rape or incest. Doctors violating the measure could face up to a year in prison. And again, it still needs state Senate approval.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A Alliance for the Brave, a program that advocates for our active military, veterans, and first responders. Presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Alliance for the Brave, serving and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty, with a focus on bringing the core leadership values of honor, duty, and service to our communities. America, let's take action to take care of our brave men and women who put their lives on the line to serve us locally, nationally, and around the world. It's time to tune in, join in, and plug in with us on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Welcome to Alliance for the Brave. We are the USA.
In the air, everywhere, around the world, you're listening to Alliance for the Brave. I'm Jim Blythe, Certified Senior Advisor, U.S. Navy veteran, and joining me, my partner, my co-host, my great example, Ron Abrams, the District Coordinator for Employment for the Texas Veterans Commission. You want to know how to get a job? You want to know how to do a resume? This is the guy to help you. And they do a tremendous job at the Texas Veterans Commission. Also joining me, the Executive Director for Alliance for the Brave, Robin Baltudo. Good morning, Miss Robin.
Good morning. Good morning. Okay, and we are going to do a little, for those on Facebook, they can see what we're doing.
Squared away. Wait, squared away.
Ron, we're going to switch it one more time. We're doing a mic carousel thing here.
There we go.
There we go. Jim, happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Phil, do we have something special coming up? Okay, in a moment we will, but happy birthday to our wonderful partner, Jim Blythe.
Indeed.
Navy veteran.
And 45 years young.
I know. And this is,
I love it.
This is for you, Jim.
Yeah, if it wasn't for face cream, I'd probably look 10 years older. Oh, wow. Thank you.
Does it just get you bouncing? It's the Penguins, guys.
Okay, that's enough. All right, let's move ahead.
Thank you to our wonderful producers, Phil and Chris, for putting that together for our partner here. You guys, before we jump into an incredible interview that we have, and this is our sponsor spotlight hour today that does impact employment. But before we jump into welcoming our guest and our new sponsor, we've got a couple of opportunities, guys, that Toyota has brought to North Texas. This one is coming from Toyota Connected. Toyota has the following position open for hire in Plano, Texas right now. They're looking for a senior machine learning engineer. This position will develop applications. Experience using Python, Java, and natural language processing is required. Send your resume to the headquarters of Toyota Connected. Attention, Michelle Haught at 5905 Legacy Drive, Suite 210, Plano, Texas, 75024. Again, that's to Toyota Connected. Attention, Michelle Haught at 5905 Legacy Drive, Suite 210, Plano, Texas, 75024. Toyota has moved their headquarters here, and they are so big, they've got multiple different divisions of Toyota operating independently. So when they have job openings, they also post them independently. So we've got another opportunity to work for the incredible company of Toyota. Actually, various opportunities through this division. These positions are, again, in Plano, Texas, now open for hire. They're looking for a technology operations manager who will work with Oracle, Unix, ASP.NET, Swift Alliance Systems, and additional technologies are required. They're also looking for a business systems analyst. That position will work with SDLC and use CHP Alpha. They're also looking for a senior analyst, treasury data analytics specialist. That position will do data analytics and use relational databases. Send your resume to the headquarters of Toyota Motor Credit Corp. Attention, Onike, isn't that a cool name? Onike Frazier at 6565 Headquarters Drive, W2-5A in Plano, Texas, 75024. Again, that's attention Onike Frazier at Toyota Motor Credit Corp at 6565 Headquarters Drive, W2-5A, Plano, Texas, 75024. That's if you've got the skill set for a technology operations manager or a business systems analyst or a senior analyst, treasury data analytics.
And if I may, to the veterans that are listening, if you're going to apply to the position, make sure that you visit one of our workforce solutions offices, and we'll help you get those resumes together. The important thing is not to use so many military acronyms. Just try to get away from the military jargon and you'll do well.
And to know how to write your skill set from your service in the military into your resume that will relate to these positions.
You know, there's a lot of jobs that are being done in the Navy, Army, Air Force right now that encompass these technical skills.
Yes, and that's why it's very important to take a look at these certifications nowadays, too. It's not necessarily the education when it comes to the four-year degrees anymore. They're actually looking for those certifications now.
Absolutely. Well, there is another incredible company out there that also has opportunities not only just to serve veterans and their families, but also to provide entrepreneurial opportunities.
Oh, yes.
Let's welcome our brand new sponsor to Alliance for the Brave. You know, as much as we give of ourselves, and this mission is a passion of all of our hearts to give back to our veterans and first responders communities, we still need funding ourselves to operate. And so to the graciousness of companies like Farmers Insurance, Homebridge, Gear Services, Texas Veterans Commission, we're able to operate. So without further ado, please welcome Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance Agent of Texas, as our new sponsor. Welcome, Steve.
Yay.
Yeah, thank you very much, Robin. Very happy to be here and very happy to be a sponsor.
Hey, we're excited to have a big guy like you in here. No, these things are so important that a lot of people don't understand what all needs to be done. And they just think, oh, you sell. No, you are really a financial advisor that helps them structure their life, right?
Absolutely. I like to look at it where I don't really sell anything. I provide solutions. So when people come to me or my staff and we talk about insurance, it's all about, you know, what's needed and a solution. It's not, there's an insurance guy on every corner, and my agency and myself, I try to be much, much different.
That's the key thing. So tell me a little bit about your background and how did you get started with Farmers?
Well, I spent I have an electronics degree, spent almost 20 years with General Electric, and was renting electronic test equipment. And electronic test equipment is used by companies like Lockheed, Northrop Grumman, Raytheon, when they're doing research and development for various things. They're producing aircraft, weapons, various different things. And after 20 years with GE, they exited the business, and I worked with another couple of companies after that. And then I decided, you know, I really want to get out of the commercial world and really want to do something on my own and be more connected with the local people and own my own business. So I started exploring different opportunities and found Farmers, which was just a perfect fit for me.
Why pick Farmers? What was about Farmers that really excited you over other companies?
Well, I have a lot of friends in insurance, and I did a lot of research, and through all this, I mean, I talked to a lot of different agents and people in the industry, and I come to learn that Farmers has one of the best training programs around. They really have a passion for caring for the customer, and they believed in all the things that I believe in and how you should approach people and run a business, and that's what led me to Farmers.
Wow. You know, that says a lot right there, Steve. So your background in engineering gave you that detail, but your background also in sales gave you that people perspective. And you wanted to bring that to the table with providing a service that people really needed in a much broader scope.
Steve, what makes your business, your agency, different than others, because there's so many other companies out there offering insurance and offering benefits. And I've got these quotations going with my fingers.
The air quotes.
Right? You guys, Ron, you see this every single day because you deal with companies that claim that they do something different for veterans and their families. But Steve, what sets your agency apart?
Well, Farmers has a discount for veterans, for active military, those that have been discharged and retired. So that's one good thing. But I think what really sets my agency apart is I'm very involved, and I'm involved in the agency, involved in sponsoring programs like Alliance for the Brave. I really care about the community and the veterans. And at the end of the day, it's all about working with people and finding out what they need and trying to satisfy the need. I like to say there's an insurance person on every corner, practically, because everyone needs insurance of some type, and usually multiple types. But you've got to be connected. You got to talk to people. You got to understand the need, provide the solution, and really help people with their needs.
You know, that's critically important, because if you're with some of these companies that are all electronic, and you have an accident, you have a claim, you have a problem, you're going to be trying to talk to six different people, where if I can pick up the phone and say, hey, Steve, guess what? We had a hailstorm, and I got holes in my roof that looked like a shotgun was fired at it. I know what's going to happen. After you quit laughing, you're going to come out there and take a look at it, and you're going to sit down with me, and you're going to help me. And I think it's that personal service that sets you way above anybody can buy insurance. You could buy it online all day long. But getting that help, because when you really have a need, you need to have a real person to help you, correct?
That's correct. And, Jim, you hit on a couple of topics there. If you have insurance, sure, you can go online or through an 800 number and file claims and that sort of thing, but you may not really be helping yourself when you do that. I encourage all my customers to come to me and allow me to file the claim. First of all, I want to know, what's happened, and make sure the customer's okay and things are situated correctly. But second of all, what a lot of people don't realize, you touched on a hail damage on a roof. If you just immediately, if a hailstorm comes through and you just immediately go file a claim with the insurance company and there's not enough damage on that roof for it to be replaced, you now have a claim against you. And all insurance companies work this way. Even though they haven't paid out anything, the claim still counts against your record. And what I do is if that situation happens, we get a roofer out there to take a look at it and assess the damage, figure out if there's enough damage to file a claim, and if so, by all means, we file a claim and get it taken care of, and so that way there's not unnecessary claims on the policy.
Hey, Steve, how often should we assess the agency that we're using and compare to what else is out there? Because I know I did that, and I'll share this with you guys. I met Steve almost a year ago now. I was a brand new member to the Stockyards Rotary Club, and I believe strongly that when I choose to have an association with a group, I want to learn who does what business. And if I can give my business to them, I know when the time comes that will be returned. So I've been searching for a insurance for years, and I searched and I talked to Steve about it, and literally within a month I switched over. So how often should we assess that, Steve?
Well, most people look at their insurance, when they get the renewal notice. I try to be proactive and hold reviews with my customers, prior to the renewal coming out. I like to see, go through the policy so you fully understand and you know what's on it.
Okay, wonderful. So definitely check that out from time to time.
All right, I tell you what, we're going to take a break and have a word from some of our partners. I think I'd like to come back, Steve, and talk about how you and I were talking about of a total integration, a total plan to help somebody. So this is Jim Blythe, Ron Abrams, and Robin Valtudo. We'll be right back after these words from all of our partners.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Antel, U.S. Army retired.
Adapt, improvise, overcome. Leaders must find a way or make one. Adapt, improvise, and overcome. Nothing can stop you. Leaders must adapt. They must improvise. They must overcome. Find a way or make one. Leaders are expected to do this. If you want to lead, this is what you have to do. I'm Colonel John Antel, American-Leadership.com.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back. This is Jim Black with Ron Abrams, and we're talking about probably one of the most important aspects of your financial life, your insurance. If you ain't got insurance, and let me tell you, you can have a whole lot of disasters. If you ain't got a help, you're going to be in trouble. We're talking with Steve Sewell of Farmers Insurance. Steve, how can people here in the Metroplex, how can they get a hold of you?
Jim, probably the easiest way, and the way most people can remember, if you'll go to the Alliance for the Brave website, I'm listed as a sponsor there, and all my contact information is right there at your fingertips.
And so if I call you, I actually get to meet with you.
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's a great deal. I like that. Hey, you brought another buddy of yours in, Jerry Wells, district manager. You were telling me, Jerry, well, not only welcome aboard, but you were telling me you've been with Farmers how many years?
Oh, man, I hate to say, but thank you, Jim, for introducing me and bringing me in. But I was an agent for 6 years to experience the agency foresight of it, and then I've been a district manager another 37 years. So it's a total of 43 years, and I was just a baby when I came with them. You know?
I can imagine, because you sure don't look like that. You're that age. I mean, well, I got to tell you, how do you keep your hair from being gray? Because mine is just, and then Ron's is gone. So,
well, there are some good coloring for me out there. So, yeah, I'll use it.
I think I'm using some of that same lotion and hair stuff you did, Jim.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're good.
Look young if I didn't use that.
Hey, Jerry, you guys, though, one of the things that's important, I mean, we're talking about the importance of Farmers of having insurance to protect you and your family. You've got to have automobile insurance, and if you own a home, you don't have insurance, you're out of your mind. But one of the things a lot of our listeners would like to know is, tell us about your Farmers Protégé program. Tell us about the employment opportunities, entrepreneur opportunities there.
Okay. The Protégé is one of our newest programs that's come out to allow people from all lines, living styles, that, to be able to get into the insurance business. So we're bringing people in, and it's a program that allows you to come in and meet with us, hear what we have to say on how to eventually become a Farmers agent. So we bring you in, we bring you into training, interviews, get you fully licensed so that you can represent all of our products. And then you go in with a mentor agent like Steve and learn how to, he runs his business, and how to help people take care of their assets by protecting them properly. And then that program allows you to, at some point in time within a year or 2 years, come on and be a Farmers agent without having to come up with a large amount of financial background in your bank account. So right now we have a requirement to come into the business, but the Protégé coming in and doing that is allowed to, we waive that responsibility from them.
And how long does that take, typically, Jerry?
It's normally 6 months to a year.
Wow. So you're basically, and Ron, think about this, man. Here's a chance, we're talking about having your own business. Here's a chance to do it with not that big of a financial investment.
Right. And what I love about the program is that we as military veterans, we're used to going by SOP. Standard operating procedures. And right now he's got a situation where veterans can come in where everything's laid out for them. So all they have right. to do is abide by the rules, regulations, and you can help people and help yourself at the same time.
I tell you what, let's do. Let's take a break. And when we come back, let's delve deeper into how people can get involved. The military veterans program at Farmers Insurance, this Protégé program. How can you change your life? How can you redirect your life? And Steve, you did it. You went from GE to Farmers. Man, I tell you what. And then for a man to say, I've been with a company 43 years, says a whole lot about the company. So this is Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams. We'll be right back after these words from all of our partners. You're listening to Alliance for the Brave around the world on the Armed Forces Radio Network.
for USA Radio News. I'm Wendy King. Firefighters continue making progress against the destructive and deadly wildfires in California. As containment grows in the Camp Fire in Northern California, so does the death toll. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey says 8 more human remains were found in the aftermath.
That brings the total number of human remains located and collected at this point to 71.
There are 1,011 people still missing. The fire is now at 146,000 acres and is 50% contained. More than 12,000 structures are destroyed, and 9,700 of them are homes. The Woolsey Fire in Southern California is holding at just over 98,000 acres and is now 80% contained. 3 people died in that fire, which is burning in Los Angeles and Ventura counties. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Since 1983, the best thing to a natural rain is a sprinkler system from Texas Watering Solutions. If you're looking for a professionally installed system, the only number you need is 469-265-4427. They'll put in a state-of-the-art system that'll keep your lawn green and your foundation properly watered. If you just need a service call for a broken sprinkler head, call 469-265-4427 right now. They can find leaks, breaks, and other issues quickly, and a basic service call is just $65. That's the best deal in DFW, and they're available 24 hours for major repairs. Texas Watering Solutions Leak Detection Service will save on water bills and eliminate those mosquito breeding grounds, too. For any issue with your lawn, sod, retaining walls, sprinklers, or leaks, write this number down. 469-265-4427. Texas Watering Solutions. Call them today. 469-265-4427. Texas Watering Solutions.
Country Meat Market offers a better way to buy beef. High beef prices have consumers looking for a better way to buy beef, and Country Meat Market proves the old-fashioned way of buying beef saves customers 25% or more on their meat purchases. Let them fill your freezer with everything from a steak to a steer. Buy your beef in bulk from Country Meat Market and save time and money. Meat purchase plans start as low as $20 a week. After 40 years in Fort Worth, Country Meat Market still takes pride in old-fashioned customer service and quality. Find them at 6899 East Lancaster Avenue in Fort Worth. Call now, 817-457-9781. That's 817-457-9781. Go to countrymeatmarket.com or find them on Facebook. Listen close. The first 50 customers who buy 200 pounds of meat or more get 20 ribeye steaks free. No freezer, no problem. New freezers as low as $4 a week. Country Meat Market, bringing families back to the dinner table since 1978.
Hello, golfers. Pat Wheeler. Are you buying or selling real estate in today's market that is whiskey hot? Then call a pro, James Christie of Keller Williams. Just call him Realtor Jim. Realtor Jim will take care of business, your business. He's a tall Texan, polite and efficient as Jordan Spieth. Realtor Jim helped me find a condo in Dallas that I still love today 2 years later. Call Realtor Jim at 972-365-4401. Call Realtor Jim today and be happy you did. That's 972-367-4401.
Wake up the Echoes.
Going in the end zone. Locked down by Wooden. The game is over.
The Fighting Irish.
To go in there with all they've got and win just one for the game.
So we understand that adversity is what we look for. Because in adversity, there's opportunity.
Glory awaits. Notre Dame football lives here.
Don't miss number 3 in the nation, Notre Dame, as they take on number 12, Syracuse. Today at 1:30 p.m. on your Dallas-Fort Worth home for Notre Dame football. 1160 a.m. KBDT.
Today's program is brought to you by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Visit us on Facebook or online at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Join the conversation by calling 214-810-TALK. That's 214-810-8255. And now, back to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Alliance for the Brave. Get on board so you can learn about how to have your own insurance business at Farmers. I'm Jim Blythe, and Ron Abrams, you had a question that you wanted
I did.
To pose.
I did. I'm always trying to hone in on something that's going to help a veteran once they transition from the military. And as we all know, everything's becoming more automated when it comes to jobs and the job market. So sometimes you have to reinvent yourself. And sometimes the best way to do that is to start your own business. But Farmers Insurance is allowing veterans to do just that. And, Steve, you were talking about how that you streamlined the process when it comes to your Protege 3.0. But I wanted to hone in on the reasons why you chose, you know, veterans. And as a matter of fact, Jerry, we were talking about doing that during the break. Why veterans, though? What are we bringing to the table that you guys like so much?
Well, we found through experience veterans have pretty much the perfect profile to run an insurance agency.
And now, that bears repeating. We have what?
the perfect profile. Because a veteran has been through and followed SOPs, they're very disciplined in their processes, and that's really very, very helpful when you get to your agency. An agency, you have to have certain processes and things set up to service the customers properly, and the veterans have all those traits.
Well, also, we not only know how to work together, but everybody I know throughout the military, your entire career, you're training all the time.
Right.
And that's one of the things that I'm seeing about what you're talking about with Farmers is the training. And, you know, I ask jokingly, because of your TV commercial, I asked, hey, do you have to go to the hallowed halls of the university to see all those crazy trophies? And you said, Jerry, yeah, it's there.
It is, Jim. It is, and I thank you for asking that question. So we have a complete Farmers University out in California that each and every agent is required to go through after they complete their reserve and career training off our internet dashboard, which takes you through University of Farmers training right there on the dashboard before you go out and do it live at the University of Farmers.
Would you say the training makes you guys unique compared to other insurance companies? Or
Jim, as far as I know, we're the only company that has a university that has been recognized as a university, and we require all of our agents to go through it, to my knowledge.
Wow, that's special because that gives you a level of knowledge. You're not just getting some guy that 3 weeks ago was a used car salesman. He's just out to make a buck. You're getting a guy who's a real professional and understands. And see, as a certified senior advisor, I understand the importance of being able to integrate all of the things when you start doing financial planning, which you guys do. That's
absolutely
important.
Absolutely. We also do commercial. I don't know that we've talked about all the lines. We do the home, the auto, all your toys, boats, motorcycles, travel trailers.
How about my airplane?
Your airplane, we can get it written outside. Yeah, so Farmers is not only not a captive, we're what we call a semi-captive agent. So if for some reason our group of companies does not write that product line, the agent under his contract or her contract has the right to take it outside to a company that would write those products.
Man, I tell you what, that's it. That's exciting. So can you talk a little bit more about this Protege program? Like you say, you get a small base salary, a little bit of a commission. Explain that, because people want to know, well, how am I going to survive when I go through all this training?
Sure, I can do that. So as you go through that training and being with a mentor agent, you're going to get to see the real world of how an agency is run. You're going to get to work with their fully licensed and trained staff and work directly with the agent, go out on joint appointments. And, in fact, Steve was kind of under a program like that, and he's been very successful. He was mentored through the district office and other individuals that came in at his time, and we spent a lot of time mentoring in the training room. And so we've got several of these mentors, like
Ron.
Ron said, this is called Protégé 3.0, so it's the third time we're looking at how we're doing it. And so we have several success stories, people that have come in and been mentors with the Protégés and or producers that have gone on to be farmers agents and open their own offices and run their own businesses today.
What a great idea.
Yes.
What a great thought. So you go, if you want to know more, Robin's got it on our website, Alliance for the Brave. Come on, join us, take a look. Here's an opportunity. If you're tired of dragging yourself through the corporate mire, or you're struggling, or you're coming out of the military, here's a chance.
Most definitely. And you know something else, we were talking during the break, and one thing I really love about the program is that we have a lot of veterans that are transitioning, and they need to make money now.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do this as a part-time type thing.
You can do it part-time.
And I'm telling you, the bills do pile up when you transition. And what we face as veterans, a lot of that money doesn't kick in readily or speedily. It has to go through the process with defense finance and accounting. You have to wait until all the paperwork gets done. But this is something you can do part-time and help cover some of those costs.
Absolutely.
Love it.
Get yourself going. When you have my experience is when you have a solid base financially, but a solid base of training, you're going to be successful.
Exactly.
What I have seen is so many people try and start their own business, and maybe they're really good at what they're doing, but they really don't have the comprehensive training to run a business that we talk about so much, understanding the marketing, understanding the accounting, understanding the psychology of dealing with the customers in all the things you're doing with. And so what you're talking about in this university, I'm reading between the lines, is you put all of that together so you can run your own business.
Absolutely. And don't be scared about, you know, maybe looking at new customers. All your friends, family, anybody you have on Facebook or any organizations you belong to, all your military family would fit right in with the farmer's family. So you're not going to be really talking to strangers unless you want to. You are actually going to be talking to people you know and helping them make better bad decisions about their insurance so that they're properly covered. When they have a claim, they have a better chance of being covered, and they have an individual person that they talk to instead of going to an 800 number or going on the internet and trying to file a claim or get more information.
And you mentioned Facebook. You can create your own ads. It's so easy. Just click a couple buttons. But I'm pretty sure you guys have templates that we can use. And
We have a company that actually helps you with your Facebook and put all that together for
See,
you.
See, that's genius. Yeah. That's genius. And you've got an empirical training. Again, this is 3.0.
Right.
So you've knocked out all the kinks and all that.
All the kinks
so
are
everything's
out
smooth. And you have an SOP to go by.
Absolutely.
Standard operating procedure. Perfect for veterans.
But you've also got a big guy in the business to be your mentor.
That's right. And if you want to fix any electronics, he knows how to do that too, right?
Well, I think that's one of the – I think you hit on the unique things about this program. So, first, there's some internet-based training through the Farmers Dashboard. Then you got the live University of Farmers training. But then you're paired up with somebody who's really doing business out in the commercial world, and you're able to be side by side with that person in all the meetings and phone calls and learn from doing. So that's what really makes this whole program of Farmers unique.
I think that's important for people to know. You bring the personal service and the level of competency. If I get one call, I get hundreds of calls from people to say, I was trying to get through to X, Y, and Z Corporation to do this, to do that, and I never could get the same person twice. I never could sit down with somebody and talk about what we needed, especially in what I do in mortgage lending. And it shocks people when you take that time that I know you do, to sit down with people, because you say you do it.
Absolutely. It makes all the difference in the world. It's you really got to understand the need and kind of put yourself in the customer's shoes and provide the solution. It's not selling anything. It's providing solutions to make sure their assets are well protected.
This is important. So I want to make a point, because this is part of my world, in that I see basically about 95% of the people out there are not prepared. I'm the guy that gets the phone call when Mr. and Ms. such and such has passed away and their spouse is sitting in a bank's office, and I'm going, okay, did you have life insurance? Well, I don't know. Did you have this? Do you have that? I don't know. There's so much people don't plan for the future. And so you're not going to just call up Steve Sewell and say, hey, I need car insurance, you know, for my new Maserati, or I need homeowner's insurance.
Or McLaren.
Or your McLaren? Yeah. Or my airplane. Hello, Ashley. I hope we can get that Beechcraft. But I'm telling you, being totally comprehensive about that, where you go online, you're buying a product, okay? They're going to ship it off to you. Here, when you sit down and you get to look at people's total situation, what I run into is they don't have wills. They don't have durable powers of attorney. They don't have medical directives. They don't have estate planning. They don't have the 401ks. They don't know how to set all of that up. And when you're talking with a professional like Steve, you got a chance.
Mm-hmm. And one thing I like about... Well, one thing I just discovered today, I didn't know that you guys had seasonal insurance when you have a seasonal home.
Yes.
I'll be honest, Jim. I'm looking to become a seasonal traveler, so I'm going to have a home somewhere in the Bahamas or something. So I like that aspect of it, that you can have insurance on a seasonal home, maybe in the Bahamas or Panama or anywhere.
You can have it in the mountains. You can have it on the lake.
There we go.
The ocean, anywhere you want to have your seasonal house, and we can cover it right along with your regular house and all your toys.
Okay, my wife would lobby for La Jolla, California. We were just there, and I think that's important. I think that's important to be have a total comprehensive plan.
There we go. They say if you don't plan, you plan to fail. So
yeah. No, I tell you, if you don't plan, you're going to muddle around in a frustrating sea of unaccomplishment. And that's what happens. Because when people say, well, you know, life insurance, that's only for my heirs, my estate. Boy, if you saw how many people that I run into that have been devastated by lack of planning. And so that's what I like about Farmers. You guys are not just selling a product, you're selling a total comprehensive service, right, Jerry?
Absolutely. And, you know, the financial services side of it, we're able to help people accumulate wealth. So in the long run, if you have enough wealth, you may not need that life insurance your whole life. But, you know, in the beginning, we always want to make sure that we're protecting our families, homes, food, clothing, housing, education for the future in the events, God forbid, something happens to one of the wage earners.
You're right.
I got to tell you, man, wake up and smell the roses. Life is a cycle. Things are a cycle. What happens is good things follow bad things. There's always a silver lining on the storm cloud, but you're going to get the storms. You're going to get the hurricanes, the tornadoes. You're going to get the automobile accidents. You're going to get the kid who was texting and slams into you from behind. You got to have competent professionals to help you. So we highly recommend, not just because they're sponsors, but because of the great job they're doing, Farmers Insurance. You can go to our website, allianceforthebrave.com. You're going to find out more about Steve Sewell. You're going to find out a whole lot more about Farmers and this Protégé program. I think that's important, don't you, Ron?
Most definitely.
So we want to start helping veterans get self-employed, help them get down the road. So I tell you what, Ron, we're going to be coming back for just a few minutes after these words from our sponsors. Thank you guys for being on board. Stick around for a minute. We got a couple of more things to cover. This is Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams. We're going to be right back after these words on Alliance for the Brave.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back. You got Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams joining us, the beautiful lady, Robin Valtudo. Teach us how to do a backflip, boss.
I wish I still could have. Like, give me a trampoline. I'm all over that. You guys, great interview with Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance. Steve, thank you so much for becoming one of our new sponsors. Also, Jerry Wells, District Manager of Dallas. What a treat to learn more about the Protégé program. And Steve, your agency is our sponsor for our live broadcast and presence out at the annual 2018 Barbecue Chili Cook-Off Championship for VFW District 21. We're going to have Bo Carver and his crew out there broadcasting live tomorrow from Roar & Sons Brewery Company out in Fort Worth, kicking off at noon. Please welcome the gentleman putting it all together, Mr. Lynn Toomer, former commander of District 21 and running for Senate with the VFW, Lynn, is what I'm going to call it.
State VFW.
Hey, Marine, hoorah.
We could use another Marine in Senate. We could use another Marine in Senate, but that might be a conversation for another day. For right now,
yeah, much other day.
For right now, give us some more exciting plugs of things going on to expect this Sunday out at the big chili cook-off.
Well, it is going to be another incredible event at the Robertson's Brewery in Fort Worth. We've got Proud Country Band featuring Taylor Bonham going to be there. The Raised Right Men Band is going to be there. Going to have some of the top barbecue chili cooks in the state of Texas, which is awesome.
Doesn't he just have the greatest voice for promoting this, too? It just sounds like you're this amazing chef directing all the other posts. It's 17 different posts who are going to be competing for the big grand prize.
Yes, ma'am. They've been competing all year long to get to this point, and now it's showtime.
All right, Lynn, how can people still get tickets, and can they just show up on Sunday?
You can just show up on Sunday. It is open to the public. We appreciate everybody's support. We're going to have 50-50 raffles. We've got live auctions, silent auctions, you name it. We got it going on.
And let me tell you, their silent auction, they're really amazing prizes. And on top of that, the radio station is also including from Ramblin' Trails Custom Boots, a $50 gift certificate to give away. And then also from Candlelee Crest Winery, a gift certificate for 6 wine tastings for 2 that we're going to be giving away out there too, Lynn.
Uh-oh, that is outstanding. Now I'm going to have to keep my wife away from that silent auction table.
hey, would you do me a favor and kind of see if you can keep my wife away from it as well? But you know what? All of the benefits of this go to help the VFW, and you guys have some amazing scholarship programs to help children. I think that's important. This is not just a lot of fun. This is to raise money to do a whole lot for veterans through the Veterans of Foreign Wars.
Correct. We have more programs going on for our local veterans, our veterans in need, our youth, our community. All of this money stays in our local community to help our local veterans, and it is just, it's outstanding to be able to do this and have fun doing it and raising money for a great cause. And then all the sponsors that came in behind it, I mean, y'all, KBDT, it's just incredible to have Alliance for the Brave. I've been working with y'all for 5 years, and y'all have been outstanding.
Thank you, Lynn.
Supporting our veterans in the community.
Thank you, Lynn. We're also going to give some love to your other sponsors, Advanced Fixtures, Inc., EGA Construction, to name a couple more. Also, Farmers Insurance coming on board to make it possible for us to be live out there starting on Sunday, this Sunday, from 12 to 1 with the broadcast of Bo Carver and the crew. It's going to be lively and crazy, let me tell you. And our whole Alliance for the Brave team will be out there as well. This is an event that brings civilians and veterans together. So please, please come on out, support us. You got to have lunch, right? Why not come out and have it with us?
Hey, and Steve, don't you have some sort of insurance to be able, if you get a really, really hot bowl of chili?
Oh, yeah, you got to have that kind of insurance.
Lynn, are you covered? We got your guy on the spot.
We are covered.
All right, Lynn, any last plug for as you get ready for tomorrow, and how many posts are going to be involved?
We're looking at 17 posts, 26 cooks, and we're going to have more brisket and barbecue than you can shake a stick at.
All right, guys.
So come on out and have a good time.
For tickets, go to Facebook, VFW District 21, or it's right on our website, AllianceForTheBrave.com, or just show up at Roar & Sons Brewing Company out there in Fort Worth, Texas.
All right, we're going to be right back for the second hour. This is a beautiful, beautiful day. We want to say thank you so much for all of our veterans and say a special prayer. Stay safe and God bless you. We'll be right back after these words from all of our partners.
And we're heading into our Thanksgiving special hour, so definitely stay tuned for an incredible interview coming up next.
Ron Abrams, Robin Valtudo, and Jim Blythe, we're here for you.
News, talk, weather, sports. This is 1160 AM KBDT, Highland Park, Dallas-Fort Worth. Big D Talk. The news starts now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Officials are working around the clock to find any potential survivors and human remains from the deadly wildfires in California. Tens of thousands of residents are still displaced from their homes. The death toll has risen to 71 in the Camp Fire in Northern California, and the number of missing is staggering.
As of tonight, the list that we will be releasing, the current list of unaccounted for individuals, stands at 1,011. And the additional 8 human remains were recovered during our search efforts today.
And the destruction from the wildfire is overwhelming.
146,000 acres.
The state of California is also suffocating in the toxic smoke from the fires. 3 people were also lost in the Woolsey Fire, 500 miles to the south near Malibu. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see 2 gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Weeks after the election, it looks like the Georgia governor's race is finally over. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Democrat Stacey Abrams announced Friday that Brian Kemp, her Republican opponent in the Georgia gubernatorial race, would be certified as governor. A defiant Abrams said this is not over.
Make no mistake. The former Secretary of State was deliberate and intentional in his actions. I know that 8 years of systemic disenfranchisement, disinvestment, and incompetence had its desired effect on the electoral process in Georgia.
More than 60 Democratic women in the House have signed a letter pledging to support Nancy Pelosi's bid for Speaker in both the private ballot within the Democratic caucus later this month and on the House floor in January. The supporters include a number of incoming freshmen who previously were thought to be on the fence about supporting Pelosi. The signatories also include 17 members of the Congressional Black Caucus. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The president is handing out medals, USA's Rick Vincent reports.
President Trump is awarding 7 people the Presidential Medal of Freedom, including Antonin Scalia, the late Supreme Court Justice.
Through nearly 900 written opinions and more than 30 years on the bench, Justice Scalia defended the American system of government and preserved the foundation of American freedom. Our whole nation is indeed indebted to Justice Scalia for his lifetime of noble and truly incredible service.
Others receiving the Award of Freedom: Elvis Presley, Babe Ruth, Roger Staubach, Alan Page, Orrin Hatch, and Miriam Adelson, a doctor, philanthropist, and humanitarian, and wife of Sheldon Adelson, considered one of the nation's most powerful Republican donors.
USA Radio's Chris Barnes tells us the latest award show has tanked in the ratings.
The question is America losing it for country music, or maybe just losing it for award shows in general? Wednesday night's 2018 CMA Awards posting a new all-time low in overnight ratings and shedding a massive chunk of that show's audience just since last year. The Country Music Association Awards diving 34% in the demo and 4.2 million viewers, or 30% lower in total viewers compared to last year. The prior lowest ever number had come in 2016.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Alliance for the Brave, a program that advocates for our active military, veterans, and first responders. Presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Alliance for the Brave, serving and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty, with a focus on bringing the core leadership values of honor, duty, and service to our communities. America, let's take action to take care of our brave men and women who put their lives on the line to serve us locally, nationally, and around the world. It's time to tune in, join in, and plug in with us on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Welcome to Alliance for the Brave. We are the USA.
In the air, everywhere, around the world, you're listening to Alliance for the Brave, where we bring education, information, and communication to today's veterans, our active duty, first responders, and American patriots. I'm Jim Blythe, U.S. Navy veteran. Joining me, my partner in crime and or evil, the ever dapper Ron Abrams.
Good morning.
And Ron, tell everybody what you do.
I am the district outreach coordinator, the DOC, for the Texas Veterans Commission. Essentially, I handle all of our social media on our websites. I also introduce everything that we do to other service organizations. So if there's something you need us to do, come out to facilitate, talk to your veterans that you help service, help them get over their significant barriers to employment. That's what we do. We just try to get those guys into a smoother transition from the military.
I love that. Overcoming some significant barriers to employment. Wow, oh, yeah. Well said.
And this is the beautiful Miss Robin Valtudo, cheerleader par excellence, our executive director. Miss Robin, I want to say a special thank you to all you have done for almost 5 years of putting this program together. And I want to say a special thank you also to you, Ron, because I think the unemployment rate has changed so dramatically thanks to men and women like you who serve helping veterans. This is a special program because this is my favorite time of the year where we do get a chance to say thank you. We just said thank you for Veterans Day. Let's say thank you for being in America. And let's say a special prayer for all of our men and women overseas who are serving, as well as those serving in the front lines of duty here in the United States. God bless you and thank you for all you do.
Amen to that. This is our special Thanksgiving holiday edition of Alliance for the Brave. And without further ado, I want to welcome our guest for the hour, our service spotlight story, an incredible, inspiring story at that. And I'm so glad that this gentleman had such found us through friends of Alliance for the Brave and had such persistence in sharing what he is doing now to give back to the veteran space after others were there to help him through some of his darkest times after service. So without further ado, please welcome the wonderful, inspiring David Jordan, who has served our country, and he's now the executive director of We Got Your Six. Welcome, David.
Thank you. And those are words I don't hear all together very often.
Well, let's add to that award-winning as well. Hey, David, tell us about your military experience. Where was your branch? What did you do? What was your specific passion when you were in the military?
Actually, when I joined the military back in 2005, I wasn't really sure what field I wanted to be in. I came in as communications, and then I went out to one of the Army schools to become an NCO, or training to become an NCO, PLDC which later became WLC. And while I was there, I actually got asked to become a medic, which is where my passion was, because I like helping people. And what better way to help people than keep them healthy and patch them up and bring them home?
Yeah, I got to tell you, that's a tremendous job. So my heart just says thank you for all you do. You lost some brothers.
More than I'd like to count.
Yeah. You were in Afghanistan. You were in Iraq.
We were in Iraq back in 08-09, Camp Buka. We were there towards the end of it when we started turning things over to the Iraqi police.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, about a week after we left back in September of 09, the FOB that we were at got turned over to the Iraqi police.
I got to tell you, one of your things that you reach out and serve, and I have watched you on Facebook, this is a great honor for me to get to meet you. What do you think? I mean, you have done so much with We've Got Your Six towards helping homelessness for veterans. What do you think is one of the main causes of veterans becoming homeless?
Unfortunately, there isn't any one cause. There's multiple factors of it. When we come back, there's not enough transitional programs in place to be able to prepare people to come back and re-enter society. And, I mean, if you look at it this way, a lot of the transitional programs and PTSD didn't even become a clinical diagnosis until, what, 2015, mid-2000s. So people were dealing with PTSD, and there's still people trying to struggle with getting help for their PTSD and their TBI and some of the mental issues that we have to deal with and some of the things we see overseas. If you've never served, then you don't understand what these guys are going through. Civilians can say they understand, but if you've never watched one of your battle buddies get killed and you've never seen somebody die in a graphic fashion, you're not going to understand. So that's one of the main factors. Support structure, you know, from when we come home, our family, you know, when we're deployed, life stops for us because we've got a different set going on. Our family's lives are carrying on and they're having to step up and take care of everything while we're gone. So we're coming back and we're like foreigners in our own homes.
And let me tell you something. When we came back, we were always changed.
Mm-hmm.
We always changed. It had affected us, I think, in many different ways. Some of them positive, and some of them maybe not so positive. I had nightmares for years about fires because I was on aircraft carriers. Mm-hmm. We had almost daily fires going on.
Yeah.
And so I understand, but you were in real combat. I was on a carrier, different.
And I'm so sure, well, at least this is my experience, David, as I've gotten close to many people who currently serve and who have served, is that those that were in combat and unfortunately had to take part in some very, very difficult actions, that when they come home, they shut their family off from that. Mm-hmm. Instead of opening up and sharing and working through that trauma and adjustment together, the mindset is, I can handle this on my own. I don't want to expose my family to this. And I've seen and even witnessed that it only causes greater separation and leads to broken families.
Well, not only that, but when we talk about it with our family and friends, it keeps it real. It makes it more real. We can't try and move past it. It keeps opening up wounds sometimes. You know, another thing that really leads to some of the homelessness is civilian employers don't always understand the veteran's mind. They don't understand how we work or how we operate. And, you know, they'll try and approach us, and we might come across a little harsh or a little abrasive or, you know, just downright too forward for some people. Mm-hmm. And the veterans end up getting fired, because the civilians would rather get rid of them than learn how to adjust to them.
That's such a true statement that you've said, and it's very, very unfortunate. But, David, we know that one of your biggest passions right now is tackling veteran homelessness, which we love that. We are now a part of Armed Forces Radio Network. That is their initiative globally. So it's so exciting to bring you on today. What do shelters provide to help our homeless veterans?
Every shelter is different. Some of the now I do have to give it out to Dallas Life Center. They've got probably one of the best programs I've seen. I've been working with Jessica Wentz, who's their veteran coordinator, for a couple years now. In fact, we just had a huge extreme makeover for four lucky homeless veterans from her shelter, where they got haircuts, manicures, facials. They got Jay Hilburn suits.
Yeah, I love following the video logs of everything happening with these homeless veterans that you've selected to go through a complete transformation.
But Dallas Life's got a great program. I mean, the shelter, the homeless shelter I was in didn't do a whole lot. There was 90 homeless veterans in the shelter I was in, and there was one coordinator trying to help us all. And I'm sorry, one person cannot help 90 people. It's impossible. And their idea of help was, here's a board with jobs, here's a board with affordable housing, Robin, make it work. Nobody taking them alongside, nobody looking at their resumes, nobody, you know, asking what led to their homelessness, what steps have you taken.
So that, veteran counselor ratio was very out of sync. And I get that. I'm in higher education, and the same thing for us at the college is we've got to manage that faculty-student ratio to ensure that they're getting the maximum best education that they can. Same thing with transforming them off the streets as well. David, how did you yourself, because we're skipping ahead, how did you find your way to homelessness?
Stupidity. Seriously. I quit a $60,000 a year job to move back to Kentucky to try and make things work with an ex-girlfriend. It didn't work, and I ended up on the streets.
Well, you're from California, and she was from Kentucky.
Well, I was stationed, I was stationed in Kentucky.
And by the way, as you mentioned, California, prayers to all the families out there impacted by the fires.
Yes, please.
Well, let's change the dynamic just a second, because you said you were stupid. Let me tell you something. Life has cycles. Life has things. If I went back and tried to apologize for all of the stupid things I did throughout my life, man, we'd be here for about 3 months. Yeah. So I got to tell you, that is something. But the main thing is pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and what you're doing is giving these men and women a new attitude. And I firmly believe that attitude equals altitude, meaning that when you feel good about yourself, when you feel good that you've got a program, whether you call it a rehab program or reintroduction program, that really what's the most important thing you didn't say, but I'm reading between the lines, it's not just about having a clean, quiet place to sleep and something to eat. It's about getting plugged in to where you can be successful.
And David, did you find that those services were provided to you when you were in that dark phase of your life?
No. That's why 3 years ago, that's why I almost committed suicide. See, a lot of people don't realize this. The average person is homeless 4 to 7 years.
Wow.
That's a lot of time to be homeless. And the highest age group is 45 to 60. That's only 2 years older than me. Now, here's the problem. The shelters will give you food, they'll give you clothing, they'll give you shelter, but they don't all have the ability and resources to be able to give you a sense of direction. So, you know, let's say you, Jim, let's say I'm the coordinator for the shelter, and I put you into a house, I get you a job, but I have not taught you how to pay bills or have any type of responsibilities because you've been homeless for 7 years. You get into a home, you get into your apartment and your job. Within 60 to 90 days, there's 62% that end up homeless again.
Wow, that's shocking.
And the military basically takes care of everything while you're in.
Right. Now, here's another scary statistic. Within 30 days of ending up homeless again, 17% commit suicide. Oh, so as you know, everybody out there knows about 22 kill and the fact that 22 veterans kill themselves every single day. One third of those are homeless veterans.
All right, we're going to be talking more about this and some of the programs that you have developed for We Got Your Six. And what does that mean? When you say We Got Your Six, what does that mean?
We Got Your Six is actually a Navy term, and it stands for We Got Your Back.
That's it. We Got Your Back. Two things you've got to understand about military. We never leave anyone behind, and we've got your back.
Never
we are brothers and sisters in arms, so we're here for you on this Thanksgiving opportunity to say thank you. So we'll be right back after these words from our partners. This is Jim Blythe, Robin Valtudo, Ron Abrams, and David Jordan. We got your six. We've got your six today.
stickers on your windshield. You're probably due or overdue for an oil change, maybe a state inspection for your upcoming new registration. Now take a moment to go to freewaytireshop.com and print a coupon good for $10 off an oil change. You'll find other offers like a free brake check and super deals on name brand tires too. Freeway Tire at 3110 Stemmons sells tires and rims that fit your vehicle and your budget, including Goodyear, BF Goodrich, Michelin, and more. Freeway Tire has finance plans for major purchases or repairs, too. So check it out today at freewaytireshop.com or call 214-267-2500 for an appointment. 214-267-2500. Don't waste time on I-35. Pull into Freeway Tire Shop at the Commonwealth exit. Save money and have your car serviced today. Freeway Tire Shop, 3110 Stemmons Freeway in Dallas.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-296-1031. 800-296-1031. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-296-1031. 800-296-1031. 800-296-1031. That's 800-296-1031. NMLS number 1136.
Lighting, it's key to a decorated home, and Fashion Lamps at 4414 Lover's Lane in Dallas has stylish lamps and shades to complement your decor. Have a lamp that needs rewired or repaired? Fashion Lamps can fix it. They also reline lampshades and clean and repair chandeliers. Fashion Lamps has a large selection of shades and unique finials that can update the look of any lamp. Call Fashion Lamps today at 214-987-1004 and get 20% off lamp and shade purchases. Remember, Fashion Lamps.
Country Meat Market offers a better way to buy beef. High beef prices have consumers looking for a better way to buy beef, and Country Meat Market proves the old-fashioned way of buying beef saves customers 25% or more on their meat purchases. Let them fill your freezer with everything from a steak to a steer. Buy your beef in bulk from Country Meat Market and save time and money. Meat purchase plans start as low as $20 a week. After 40 years in Fort Worth, Country Meat Market still takes pride in old-fashioned customer service and quality. Find them at 6899 East Lancaster Avenue in Fort Worth. Call now, 817-457-9781. That's 817-457-9781. Go to countrymeatmarket.com or find them on Facebook. Listen close. The first 50 customers who buy 200 pounds of meat or more get 20 ribeye steaks free. No freezer, no problem. New freezers as low as $4 a week. Country Meat Market, bringing families back to the dinner table since 1978.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back. This is Jim, Robin, and the unbelievable Ron to help you get a job. Hey, Robin, you had something that you wanted to mention?
Yes. I just bought tickets to win a car coming up very soon, and you're going to learn about it now as we welcome back our guest in studio, our service spotlight story feature, David Jordan, who is the executive director of We Got Your Six. He himself served our great country and unfortunately in his transition found his way to homelessness, which actually has been a blessing in disguise because now due to others helping him find his way back to his great potential, he is paying it forward himself through his foundation, We Got Your Six. Welcome back, David.
Thank you.
Hey, buddy, you lived the life.
I did. I did, and it scared the crap out of me.
And what are you doing with We Got Your Six to have those programs to help people?
Well, basically what I've done is I saw what failed in the shelters and what they don't do. And I remember some of the struggles that I went through when I was homeless. And my partners and I developed a list of programs that will actually help these guys in the form of a two-year boot camp. Because as I said earlier, you know, people are homeless 4 to 7 years. That's a long time to not have responsibilities. And we know that fixing the situation is not going to happen overnight. So we have a two-year program where we take people and we focus on what some of the things they need, rebuilding their credit, you know, helping build resumes, find jobs, interview skills, getting them clothing for interviews, reconnecting with their families, things like that.
And part of that, David, which I love about bringing you on because it's part of our mission through Alliance for the Brave, is working, getting to know and vetting and working with so many amazing veteran service organizations out there mm-hmm. to work together. And you have started an organization to help combat veteran homelessness, and you need all these different VSOs mm-hmm. because Texas Veterans Commission, they specialize in employment readiness, right?
Yeah.
And then you've got you know, other organizations out there that specialize in different things. So
exactly.
You are such a conduit to help bring all these groups together and in a sense, also create a network for that homeless veteran to lean on so that he can mm-hmm. be successful in that transition back to a good life.
Well, and that's the thing is, with this whole thing is it's too big of a problem for one group to try and deal with. So when I was homeless, I was living in a shelter. I had actually lived on the streets for about 3 months before I got into the shelter. And I had applied for 17 different jobs and got turned down. I mean, I've got 30 years of customer service experience, 25 years of management experience. I'm a certified Army instructor, and nobody wanted to give me a job because I was homeless and living in a shelter. They judged me. Judged me not on my experience,
right.
but on where I was living. And they had that stigma that because you're homeless, you're worthless. They weren't looking at me as a person. They were looking at my living condition.
And, you know, it's probably very unintentional, but true.
And that's the sad thing with a lot of these guys. So I'm using my experiences. I mean, like I said, it got so bad that February of 2015, I was actually walking down the road to a busy intersection because I was going to walk in front of a semi truck because I was tired. I was defeated. I mean, I was crying myself to sleep every night because nobody wanted to help me. My coordinator didn't seem to care.
But thank God your family did, because you shared this with me and it just brought me to tears.
My baby cousin Brian, here's how the day went down. I had gotten turned down for my 17 job interview. I was on a bus going back to the shelter I was in. I got on Facebook and I said goodbye to everybody. Got to the shelter, and they segregated the veterans from the regular homeless. Went in, got all my belongings, went into the veteran common area, dropped it off, said, here you go, guys, have fun. Walked out the front door, and I was walking 3/4 of a mile down the road to a busy intersection where I was going to throw myself in front of a truck because I knew it would kill me. I didn't want to live anymore. But my cousin Brian saw my Facebook post and blew my phone up until I answered, ended up bringing me out here to Texas, and I was living with him and his girlfriend. Within a week, I had a job. 6 months later, I started We Got Your Six with Angie and James to be a program to give the veterans what they need because I saw what was failing.
So just being in the right place, the right time, with the right support, I love it, and that's what we are all about.
All right, we're going to be back in a minute talking about We Got Your Six. More than that, we've got your ability to be successful. Attitude equals altitude, and sometimes you got to have help in flying that plane to get yourself moving forward. What you think about yourself sometimes really needs some help, a brother and a sister. That's why we say nobody is left behind. We'll be right back after these words from all of our partners. This is Jim and Robin and Ron, and we've got David Jordan. Thank you, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Officials are working around the clock to find any potential survivors and human remains from the deadly wildfires in California. Tens of thousands of residents are still displaced from their homes. The death toll has risen to 71 in the Camp Fire in Northern California, and the number of missing is staggering.
As of tonight, the list that we will be releasing, the current list of unaccounted for individuals, stands at 1,011. And the additional 8 human remains were recovered during our search efforts today.
And the destruction from the wildfire is overwhelming.
146,000 acres.
The state of California is also suffocating in the toxic smoke from the fires. 3 people were also lost in the Woolsey Fire, 500 miles to the south near Malibu. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Country Meat Market offers a better way to buy beef. High beef prices have consumers looking for a better way to buy beef, and Country Meat Market proves the old-fashioned way of buying beef saves customers 25% or more on their meat purchases. Let them fill your freezer with everything from a steak to a steer. Buy your beef in bulk from Country Meat Market and save time and money. Meat purchase plans start as low as $20 a week. After 40 years in Fort Worth, Country Meat Market still takes pride in old-fashioned customer service and quality. Find them at 6899 East Lancaster Avenue in Fort Worth. Call now, 817-457-9781. That's 817-457-9781. Go to countrymeatmarket.com or find them on Facebook. Listen close. The first 50 customers who buy 200 pounds of meat or more get 20 ribeye steaks free. No freezer, no problem. New freezers as low as $4 a week. Country Meat Market, bringing families back to the dinner table since 1978. Since 1983, the best thing to a natural rain is a sprinkler system from Texas Watering Solutions. If you're looking for a professionally installed system, the only number you need is 469-265-4427. They'll put in a state-of-the-art system that'll keep your lawn green and your foundation properly watered. If you just need a service call for a broken sprinkler head, call 469-265-4427 right now. They can find leaks, breaks, and other issues quickly, and a basic service call is just $65. That's the best deal in DFW, and they're available 24 hours for major repairs. Texas Watering Solutions Leak Detection Service will save on water bills and eliminate those mosquito breeding grounds, too. For any issue with your lawn, sod, retaining walls, sprinklers, or leaks, write this number down. 469-265-4427. Texas Watering Solutions. Call them today. 469-265-4427. Texas Watering Solutions.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Wake up the Echoes.
Going in the end zone. Locked down by Wooden. The game is over.
The Fighting Irish.
The Rocket 95.
Tell them to go in there with all they've got and win just one for the game.
So we understand that adversity is what we look for. Because in adversity, there's opportunity.
Glory awaits. Notre Dame football lives here.
Don't miss number 3 in the nation, Notre Dame, as they take on number 12, Syracuse. Today at 1:30 p.m. on your Dallas-Fort Worth home for Notre Dame football. 1160 a.m. KBDT.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Antel, U.S. Army retired.
Don't bet on strategies, bet on people. Leaders make the difference. If it was just up to strategy, if it was just a mathematical equation, if 1 + 1 + 1 = 3, you don't need a leader. The problem is in complex situations, particularly in wicked situations. Leaders make the difference. Wicked problems are such that can only be solved by leaders with insight. Therefore, leaders must know and must be able to accomplish whatever the task is. You must pick leaders who can do this. You bet on leaders. You don't bet on strategies. You bet on people. I'm Colonel John Antel, American-Leadership.com.
This is Captain Brandon Lechthaler, United States Coast Guard, and you're listening to Alliance for the Brave. I'm extremely thankful this holiday season for the men and women of the United States military. They serve overseas and protect us so that we at home can enjoy these holidays.
Today's program is brought to you by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Visit us on Facebook or online at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Join the conversation by calling 214-810-TALK. That's 214-810-8255. And now, back to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is Jim and Ron and Robin. We're here. I am very, very honored to get to know David Jordan. David, I've been following you for months and months. One of the things, We Got Your Six, is so important. Your life, what you went through, you've developed the programs to be able to lift somebody up out of homelessness. What makes your program so much different from others?
Well, with other programs, they have to go to 8 or 9 different locations to get everything they need. Ours, they're going to be living on our facility, and we're going to be programs to them. So instead of having to go to 8 different places, as you know from being in the military, if you have to go to 8 different places, you're probably going to get to 4.
I was in the Navy, man. If it didn't go by ship, I didn't get there.
So we have designed a program where they're going to be living on our facilities, and we're going to bring everything to them. That way it's easy, it's convenient, and most importantly, we can make sure that the veterans are getting what they need.
So it's more than just recovery or rehab. It's reintegration. It's rebooting. It's helping rebuilding.
It's helping them rebuild their credit, reestablishing themselves in the community, job interview training, counseling, reconnecting with families, reconnecting with society that has shunned them because they're homeless.
And David, during the break, we get into these great conversations, and Ron pulling you into this too, that David, you are working with Texas Veterans Commission, mm-hmm. and you guys, Texas Veterans Commission, Ron, has touched how many veterans throughout the state of Texas and their spouses?
1.7 million.
Massive, which is why we are so blessed that you have been a partner with us since day one of relaunching our initiative as Alliance for the Brave into the veteran and first responder space. But David, you have tapped into those resources with Texas Veterans Commission too. Ron, hearing what David has to share about how he was judged, do you work with your employers and bring people like David in to share their story, to help educate employers to not be judgmental because someone's coming from a homeless space?
Right. That's what our disabled veteran outreach program specialists do. To include our veterans employment liaisons, they actually sit down with the employers and let them know what we can bring to the table. So it's usually a one-on-one type thing when it comes to our personnel and the employers that we work with.
Don't you think, guys, that a lot of times when you're homeless, people know it because of your countenance, because your attire, what you look, mm-hmm. how you approach somebody.
Actually, that's not true.
Oh, it's not?
One of the job. Every time I went to a job, you know, I was in the job. I was in the homeless shelter, so I was able to shave. I was able to keep a clean haircut. I had decent clothes because they had a clothing closet. But they knew the address that I had. I was honest. I used the shelter's address. I didn't lie and use some other address. I used the shelter's address. Everybody in Lexington, Kentucky knew the Hope Center. They knew the address. And that's what they judged me on. You, to look at me, you would not have been able to tell I was homeless. So that's not necessarily a true factor.
That we are, that we're prone to do that and not give people the benefit of the doubt and want to help give that hand up, especially to somebody who is making the effort to change their circumstance. You know, homelessness could happen to any of us at any time. And I know for me, I am so consumed with having multiple resources of income now just because of I hear all these stories when you're so dependent in one direction or maybe something happens with your health and all of a sudden your ability to do your job has been taken away and you have no support system. So, David, thank you so much for coming in today to share your story and praise to your family for not giving up on you either, because you wouldn't be here today if that moment with your family had not happened. And God has better plans for you to be doing what you're doing right now and to save others that are in your same shoes.
Well, you got the chance to come to the center of the universe right here in Dallas.
I love it. Texas knows how to take care of their veterans is all I'm saying.
And it's important, all of the things that we're saying, it's important. Whether you get discriminated because of your address, where you live. You get discriminated because maybe you don't dress as nicely. You get discriminated because you are wrong color, because maybe you talk with a funny accent. Yet your skills could be far better than anybody else's. Your ability of loyalty and what you can do in camaraderie and training, these are some of the things that you're talking about bringing out and helping veterans to be able to move forward.
Exactly. And that's one of the things, you know, as long as a veteran is willing to put forth the effort and actually make the steps forward, I will help them. Because in my experience, you've got two types of homeless. You've got homeless by circumstance, which is what I was, and you've got homeless by choice. Homeless by choice because they don't want the responsibilities, they don't want to have to deal with anybody. Homeless by circumstance, they just need the right person to believe in them and give them the opportunity, and that's where We Got Your Six comes in, because if you're willing to step up to the plate and you're willing to move up, I will fight for you tooth and nail.
A hand up, not a handout.
Exactly.
I love it. And Ron, that's exactly the same mindset that you and your team at TVC brings to the table, too.
Yeah, I appreciate that. One thing I wanted to ask you about was the statistics.
Okay.
I just want to drive this point home because a lot of people think that the numbers aren't that high. When in fact they are.
The numbers are atrocious.
Right? And look at your T-shirt. Explain your T-shirt. Yes. Now, our Facebook fans and family can see it, but you'll have to describe it for our listeners.
Well, just so you know, on any given night, you have over 250,000 homeless veterans nationwide, with the highest age group being 45 to 60, which has been the highest age group since 2013. Now, the shirt that I just showed actually has a pie chart broken down, and the red is 47%, which is the Vietnam-era veterans. 30% is Iraq-Afghanistan veterans, 15% being Desert Shield, Desert Storm, with 8% being other conflicts. And the challenge survey that was created back in 1994 by the Department of Veteran Affairs tracks the national numbers for the homeless. And I get those numbers every single year, every between May to July, because I like to stay on top of my numbers.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's just atrocious, the numbers that I see. And actually, the sad thing is that men's numbers dropped, the women's numbers went up this year compared to previous years.
Isn't that frightening? What can I do to help you, David? What can I do to help your organization?
We actually have numerous ways for people to be able to help. If you go to www.wgy6, that's the number 6.org, you'll see different ways that you can make donations to our organization. You'll see different ways of what we're doing in the community. And I've always got volunteer opportunities. Right now, we've actually got a huge promotion going on. We've teamed up with Honda and Toyota of Denton.
Woohoo!
And in May 18th of 2019, somebody's going to walk away with a brand new $30,000 car.
And it could be me. It could be Jim. It could be Ron. Because guess what? I bought all of us a raffle ticket.
Now, wow. Now, here's the deal. The tickets are $2 a piece. All proceeds go directly to We Got Your Six to help us aid in our mission to end veteran homelessness. And you do not have to live in Texas.
Oh, wow. I've had people we are global.
I've had people in Oklahoma. Platform. The only deal is if you do win, you do have to come out here to Texas to sign the paperwork. But Honda and Toyota of Denton actually cover the tax, title, and license. So all it costs you is $2. And you'd be surprised what that $2 can do for a homeless veteran.
Hey, that guys. Gives new meaning to $2 Chuck, doesn't it?
$2 Chuck. I love that. And you guys, with this being our show of giving thanks, I'm going to put it out there. Buy a raffle ticket for everyone in your family. You know, you could be the winner. They could be the winner.
Or buy five of them for your wife and get out of jail.
There you go.
Do we need to talk later, Jim?
No.
What's going on there?
I mean, great. Diane today is at a an art festival that she is participating in, so I get to miss her. I tell you what, she is the great, great partner. I think that more people need partners like that.
Absolutely.
More people need support like I have from my wife. And I know, Ron, you have family members that support you. Your kids
yes, sir.
Are here.
Yeah, grandkids are here, both of them, and both my sons. Yeah, one's 30, one's 21.
I tell you what, you know, family, you know, the good times, the bad times, that they're there to help you when you need them. And they're also there to help celebrate the joys
yes.
and accomplishments and achievements. Speaking of which, David, in a short time, We Got Your Six is celebrating its third year mm-hmm. of existence. Talk about your achievements thus far.
Actually, I think one of the best things I can say is how last Monday, we took four homeless veterans from the Dallas Life Center and put them through an extreme makeover. And we had an event where we were able to help show the community just what these guys are capable of. And I do want to give a big shout out to the supporters of We Got Your Six and all of our followers. Because of you guys and the work we've done in the community, We Got Your Six has received the best nonprofit organization for the city of Frisco
yes.
2 years in a row.
Yay.
And we couldn't do what we do without the support of all of you out there.
Hey,
and I love every single one of you guys. Thank you for everything.
Great credibility. That lets you know right now that this is an organization to get behind. As we come towards the end of the year, we're thinking of our last end of year donations, where we're going to put them. This is a credible organization to consider and to think about. And just to know every single penny that you give is helping someone change their life for the better. David, thank you so much for all that you do and for sharing your story and for God putting the spirit in you to pay it forward once you got back on your feet. God bless you this holiday season. And back to that auto, that chance to win a car opportunity from Toyota and Honda. Email David directly to get tickets at davidjordan@wgy6.org. davidjordan@wgy6.org.
You can actually buy them off of my website. I've got it on the fundraisers page.
Okay.
Under the donation section, you can actually do PayPal or credit card. And we also have ways for you to be able to do different ways of donations or pledges of monthly support if you'd like.
You can't get any easier than that. WGY6.org.
Hey, I'm Army. We like it simple.
WGY6.org. And in the next few days, we will also have this up on our website, allianceforthebrave.com.
David Jordan, thank you so much for being here and participating with us. I am thankful for all you do for veterans. So we're going to be right back in just a minute. Robin, you're going to be talking about what we're thankful for the holiday season. So this is Jim Blythe, Ron Abrams, Robin Valtudo, and we are so honored and blessed today to have David Jordan. We Got Your Six. Come look us up on Facebook and come look us up on Alliance for the Brave. We're here to help you bring education, information, and communication to today's veterans. We'll be right back after these words.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I've been on it now. Oh, it's got to be close to 5 or 6 years. Wow. But I've never run out, and I like to have a little cushion if I want to double up. If I feel a little, you know, like I need a little extra, I don't have to worry about, like, being stingy with it. I'm 54 years old, but anyway, 9 years ago, almost 10 years, it'll be 10 years this December 6th. And I went to work one day. I went, and I thought I had a sinus headache for a few days, but I had a massive brain aneurysm, hemorrhage of the brain, and a stroke right at work. And I was on my deathbed. I was on a respirator in a coma for 35 days in the brain trauma unit of the hospital in New Jersey. And the only reason they even tried to save my life was because I was 44 at the time. And 3 months later, I came home in a wheelchair. I had double vision. I had to learn to walk again, to speak again. One and one is two, write the alphabet. My body's been through a lot. And I mean, I used to be in bed for most of the, you know, if I went out and did a little something, I'd come home, I'd be in bed. Now I'm up by like 5:30 in the morning and I go to the gym. I do shopping. I cook. I have energy all day. I mean, I'm talking to you now. I sound pretty wired. And I've been up since 5 o'clock this morning, and you know, I feel great. Overall, my whole outlook, just feeling, my mental aspect, everything is better. And when I came home, I was on 17 medications, not 17 wow. pills, 17 medications, maybe 40 pills a day. Now I'm down to 3 very, very, very low dose pills, and I'm hoping to get off of everything here. Where I was to what I am now, it's unbelievable. I mean, I'm so blessed. So you're speaking to literally a miracle.
For a limited time, use discount code USA to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code USA.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Danzinger and Delano Attorneys, Houston. Attention. Have you been diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma? Did you spend your life working hard in a shipyard or in the railroad industry? Were you a pipe fitter in the oil or gas industry? Maybe you worked in construction or are a proud Navy veteran. If you worked in any of these industries, there's a likelihood you worked with and around toxic levels of asbestos. If you've been diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma and were exposed to asbestos, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call 800-814-5199. Our attorneys have been fighting for over 20 years to make sure that mesothelioma and lung cancer victims get the compensation they're entitled to. Our guarantee to you is that we only get paid if you get paid. So if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma and were exposed to asbestos, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call now, 800-814-5199. That's 800-814-5199.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back. You've got Alliance for the Brave, and I'm Jim with Ron and the beautiful Robin. Robin?
Guys, two hours of greatness has gone by so fast. And as this is our Thanksgiving special edition show, and it's all about giving thanks, David, thank you for sharing and giving your story to our listeners to inspire us. And before we jump into what each of us is thankful for, as we close out with We Got Your Six, what is one nugget of advice that you would give out to those who might be struggling on the verge of homelessness, or maybe somebody in their family is homeless?
I'm just going to be brutal about it. Swallow your damn pride. Don't be afraid to ask for help. That's the hardest thing is when we're in the military, we're taught drink water, drive on, don't ask for help, push through it, you know, no matter what it is. But in a situation like that, you need help, you need support, you need strength because you can't do it on your own. Ask for help. Don't be afraid. Because if you do ask for the help, there are people like me that will give it to you. If you don't, then you're going to end up in a dark spot that you're not going to be able to recover from that might take you to the wrong spot that you don't want to be.
Amen. Amen. What powerful, powerful advice, David. Thank you for that. And David, let's go ahead and start with you. What are you thankful for this holiday?
I'm thankful for the We Got Your Six supporters and all the homeless veterans that I've been able to work with. You touch my lives and you give me strength to be able to do what I do.
All right. And I know for me, I'm so thankful for our team here, for the Alliance for the Brave, KBDT, all of our partners in the community, and then also my family. I'm so thankful for the family that I have. They're very supportive. Ron, how about you?
I am very thankful for not only my coworkers at Texas Veterans Commission, but also my sons. They've really made some great strides since moving here to Texas. Texas is the center of the universe.
All right. And Jim, how about for you,
I'm thankful,
sir,
for all the blessings that I've got from great family, great friends, past, present, and future. And I want to say a special prayer to all of my active duty who are serving around the world. God bless you, keep you safe, and enjoy being thankful.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Let's get